Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
NFL Insider in the Business is only on The Fan. This is ESPN's NFL Insider, Chris Mortensen.
ESPN's Chris Mortensen, The Fan's truest on-up NFL insider, joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Mort, I know you are excited about another Super Bowl. You've seen a lot of these, just like myself. I hadn't been recently, though, and no, you must be looking forward to getting out there.
Yes, I am, and I'm trying to see what my motivation for that is, whether it's going from 40-degree weather to 70-degree weather, or whether it's really to see a great Super Bowl between what I anticipate between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's actually a matchup that I think is one of the more exciting matchups of the past 10 years that I have felt, because I think Philadelphia has built the best roster in the NFL, and Kansas City, you know, they've got a Hall of Fame coach, an elite Hall of Fame coach, with a clearly, you know, a Hall of Fame to be quarterback of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Arian Foster, I'm sure, is excited too. He expects the script to give us a lot of scoring in the game. Is that what you're expecting more, a lot of points on the board?
I think it will turn into that. I mean, the one thing we've experienced, and I'll be curious to see whether this happens with Philadelphia, but, you know, what we experience oftentimes is as the game gets into the second half and the fourth quarter, you know, defensive players, the guys who rush the passer, you know, they're just a tick slower off the ball. But one thing the Super Bowl provides, Buck, as you know and your audience knows, is a lot of Super Bowl commercials. So a few little breaks there where they can catch their breath, that's one advantage for the defense. But, yeah, I think things start to break down in the second half. And Philadelphia, you know, listen, there's no doubt that controlling the football, they have the best offensive line, not just this year, but maybe the best offensive line of the past decade. And Jeff Stoutland is their coach. He's been there through three head coaches. He came off the Alabama staff as an offensive line coach. And it's a terrific offensive line. And Jalen Hurts is healthier. You know, their backfield is three deep, but the power back is Jalen Hurts, Buck. And that means controlling the clock. And at the same time, if Jalen is throwing the deep ball as well as he has A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and I'll give you one little insight in terms of a strategy of general manager Howie Roseman and a great personnel department that he's put together through the years. I know there was a conversation in the past couple of years that say, you know, we ought to just draft all SEC players. Well, let's just draft all Alabama and Georgia players. And if you look, they've got a lot of those.
Yeah,
with their high picks, and so I think that's one thing that I expect them to score because they're explosive. I expect them to control the clock a little bit more. And on Patrick Mahomes' side, what we heard this morning from Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs, is that Patrick Mahomes is healed. The off week helped him. He isn't 100% healed, but Andy says we can do everything in the playbook. That's different than 2 weeks ago when basically they thought they had about two-thirds of the playbook available for Mahomes because he was coming off that high ankle injury, which he still has, but he's really recovered.
Mort, is there a more likable head coach in the NFL than Andy Reid? It seems like most everyone is impressed with him. And I've been getting a kick out of this storyline the media is running with that Sirianni sounds like he wants to take a swing at him for that snub that he got from Andy Reid back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, actually, Sirianni's been transparent enough to say that, you know, when Andy got the Kansas City job 10 years ago after being fired by Philadelphia, he was the receivers coach. And, you know, he was engaged to be married, you know, family and everything there. And, yeah, so he was a little bit bitter. But, listen, he also recognizes that if you're the receivers coach on a team that just got fired, chances of the head coach retaining you are not that strong. And he was able to go off to the Chargers And him being around Phillip Rivers was one of the great gifts of his coaching career, Nick Sirianni. I mean, you have to be around Phillip to understand how you can become a better coach being around a guy like Rivers. But, yeah, listen, one thing about Sirianni, and I know there's a Philadelphia thing, and I think it's a little bit real. You know, they got an edge to him, and Sirianni has that. He has that going into this game. And it might be because he knows he has the best roster in this game, too.
Yeah.
And by the way, on Andy, you made a point about Andy just in terms of the coach. And what Andy Reid has become is, yeah, he's a great coach, but he's a great person. And in a way, you know, when John Madden was ill toward the end of his life, I heard from other coaches and even some league executives that Andy Reid, even though he's an active coach with the Chiefs, has kind of become the new John Madden as a go-to guy to bounce ideas off, to seek counsel from. And so Andy truly is a giant.
Mort, I'm going to confess, I did earlier this week here on the show, I watched about 30 seconds of the Pro Bowl festivities. I'm curious about what you've heard around the league. What are people saying about what they did this year?
Well, I actually heard more positives than I expected to hear, Buck. So, you know, hey, listen.
About the dodgeball?
Well, I missed the dodgeball, but I think the people like the flag football. They like the skills contest. What can I say? I mean, hey, the Pro Bowl is never going to be the Pro Bowl without going to Hawaii after the season like we used to. But I admit the game was okay. It wasn't as bad as people thought. But, you know, the NBA All-Star game, nobody plays defense in that, do they?
Right.
So
they're not having a long drive contest either.
Yeah, exactly. But it's here to stay. It's here to stay. We can not turn on the TV and watch it. We don't feel like it.
Yeah. So I want to hit a couple of things with you more quickly. What about the Ravens offensive coordinator search? Is the Kansas City offensive coordinator a leading candidate there? We need to know because Munkin here at Georgia has interviewed one of the candidates to get that job. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, real quick on Todd Munkin. I hear he's probably not going to get the Buccaneers job, as we talked about previously. Maybe not the leader there. And as far as you're talking about Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs offensive coordinator, he's still a head coach candidate in Indianapolis, but he's also going to interview with the Baltimore Ravens for their offensive coordinator's job if he doesn't get that head coaching job. And I think that Bieniemy has kind of got a inside track there. And Munkin interviewed well, obviously, with John Harbaugh. As you know, John Harbaugh and Andy Reid have a strong connection. Goes back to when Harbaugh was on Andy Reid's staff in Philadelphia, and I think that there's a thought there that maybe Eric has a better path to being a head coach. People can see he can stand on his own, with the Ravens calling plays for a guy like Lamar Jackson. Because the goal is, and I know Harbaugh believes this, they got to improve their passing game.
More of the Falcons reportedly kicking the can on the idea of acquiring Lamar Jackson, a few days ago, you know, we saw the reports out there that they might be in play for Jimmy Garoppolo. What are you hearing about that?
The Lamar Jackson thing this year, it sounds like it's going to be tough to see Lamar playing somewhere else. But if it gets a little bit nasty, yes. I mean, I think people see the Falcons as one of the potential landing spots. But I would diminish those odds a little bit. As far as Jimmy Garoppolo, if you get Jimmy, you get a guy that everybody likes, and you get a guy who's going to be good to play for 10 games.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And I don't think that – I don't know that that's an Arthur Smith type of guy. I could be wrong. I mean, I still think Arthur likes some mobility in a quarterback. And I don't know if that Jimmy gives you that.
See where the Saints got an okay to talk to Derek Carr. Is that a good fit for him?
Well, you know, when Dennis Allen was the first-year head coach for the Oakland Raiders, and people forget Dennis was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. That was the year the Raiders drafted Derek Carr. It actually in the second round because Khalil Mack was their first round pick. So I think that the Saints thing is something I've heard behind the scenes. I think it's a very much a possibility. And let's face it, Derek Carr holds all the cards because he has a no-trade clause, a hard no-trade clause. So it could be a trade for a third-round or fourth-round pick, or Mississippi Derek says, you got to cut me by February 15th, and I can go choose my team. But I think the Saints and Derek Carr is not to be a shocker to us, but it's not done, certainly.
Well, Mort, have a great trip out to the Super Bowl, and we'll look forward to hanging out next week.
We will. If I hear anything out there to call in, I'll be calling.
Hey, thanks, Mort. We appreciate you, man. Great stuff today.
All right, Buck. Take care.
Chris Mortensen, our NFL insider here on The Fan.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.